Blind Nil Audio.
I'm Alex L.
I'm Libby Delena. Welcome
to This Morning Walk Podcast.
Oh my gosh, good morning, walk stars.
Good morning.
Good morning. We are here with the one and only Charlie. Dun, da, da, da. For those who don't know, Charlie is my daughter. Charlie, how old are you?
16. I haven't done a podcast in so long. Because remember I was on yours that one time, like a long time ago.
Yeah. Thanks for agreeing to be on ours.
Of course.
You're the best.
Thank you. Thank you.
What do we want to talk about?
I don't know. You guys have to ask me questions.
What's it like to be 16? Oh, you don't have to answer that.
It's interesting. It's fun, I feel like. Teenage years, pretty fun. But very stressful, too. Mm. Like identity and stuff like that.
Okay, that's a good...
There we go. There's our topic.
Yeah. Identity. Mm. Talk more about that. What do you mean?
Like just figuring out who I am as a person, I feel like. Mm. And just like the really simple, but also like deep stuff that I feel like, you know, yeah.
How do you process that?
I've been journaling a lot more recently.
Praise God.
And it helps a lot. Like I notice I feel a lot better after I do it. Mm. And like... clear mind, kind of. Like I've gotten it out my system and now I can just, you know, organize it a lot more. Because I noticed that like I get really in my head about a lot of things. And so just having that outlet to just like release it all.
Mm-hmm. So is your journal a physical book and you're not typing it into a digital journal for example?
I have a physical journal. I was thinking about doing like a voice journal because sometimes I feel like I can get it better off on like just by talking. But I noticed that when I write down stuff, I can think about it more and get more clarity on what I'm trying to say and what I'm thinking about. And then that helps make it more.
You know. So just spending a little bit of time thinking about the actual word choice is also part of the process of clarifying it.
Yeah.
Versus speaking into a...
Yeah.
If you were to do a voice memo, would you then transcribe it or would you save it? Or would that... is that a different process?
I mean, I would probably save it and just date it and then come back to it eventually. Mm-hmm. I've been like annotating on past... entries I wrote in my journal. I told you about this, Mom.
Yeah, you did.
And
it's really smart.
Yeah, I just, it's because sometimes I'd be like, why did I write that? Like, ugh. But then once I go back and see where I'm coming from, I leave like little notes for myself. Mm. And that makes me feel less bad and like less embarrassed about it.
So. Oh my gosh, that's so smart. So you often will go back and reread something from a previous week, even previous year.
Yeah.
See where you were, understand it a little bit, and then write notes in the margins.
Yep.
That's so smart. Oh my gosh.
My younger self would never. No. Like, this generation of kid is awesome.
So interesting.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
I was like, shoot, I need to do that at this big age. Annotate.
Even bigger age over here. That's so smart. One of the things you said... moment ago was sort of exploring what you like and what you don't like. Say more about that.
Like I people please a lot, so sometimes, and like since I'm on social media and stuff, I feel like it can kind of get distorted on what I actually do like instead of it being influenced by other people. So you know, I feel like that's why I'm kind of like growing on my minutes and stuff now, because I have a minute phone, y'all.
You don't have a minute phone. She has social media boundaries that I control. So we share the Apple, whatever. There's a thing on there. Like if you have kids, they can be on your
iCloud screen time. The family.
Yeah, the family thing. I don't know what it's called. But she got on social media in, I think she was freshman, maybe eighth grade. And she tricked us into getting on social media because she's an artist. So she wanted to get on social to share her art. And then she wasn't sharing art. She was sharing selfies, which is not a bad thing. But then we also realized that she was being influenced by other people online. Not necessarily like she was more so comparing herself versus standing in her truth and her power. And so we actually took it away. Mm-hmm. And then she came to us with a list of things why she wanted to be on social. And
it's a fun place to be.
I mean, it is a fun place to be, but it's a big place to be too. So with all of that being said, she does have minutes. And if she doesn't keep up, you know, what she has to do, like grades and room and stuff, then I'll just take the minutes away, which is really hard for me to do because I want to be the parent who just kind of like lets the kid be kids. But it's huge for me that she is herself in this world, and minutes help, I think. I mean, sometimes you used to get annoyed with them, but I have found that you're not getting as annoyed having them.
Yeah.
I think she gets like an hour and a half a day, which I think is healthy.
I have 2 hours. I checked.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, fine.
2 hours.
Two hours.
A good two
and
hours.
I mean, she's 16 now. Like, we bumped it up. She has more time on there now because she's 16. But I also think she's showing us maturity with handling her business and and also, you're a really good kid. Me and Papa talk about that a lot. Like, you are an awesome human.
Oh, thank you. I try.
You are. Yeah.
Thank you.
And we love you so much, and it's our job to protect you. And so looping back the time restraints on social media, I think that's really important. We're not one of those families who are like, no social, because we know that that's not realistic. She's going to get it from somewhere, and we don't want that to be the case. But we also want her to know that we are here to protect her as long as we can, especially online. So
Anyhoot.
So why don't you mind having minutes now? Yeah. Go ahead, dive deeper into that.
Cause I would just compare myself and I really don't need to. I think I'm pretty great. So I don't feel like I need to, but you know, it also like, I notice how it affects my, not work ethic, but like my time management and stuff like that, and
look
how it gets
this.
In the way.
Yeah. Look at this.
Everybody pull out your notes. Yes. Text of lessons.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Because some of us adults have a hard time.
Yeah. So, because I noticed, I was like, wait, I need to do my work. So I'll take, you know, that's why I like having minutes, because it'll like kind of force me to do that. Mm-hmm. But like, go do what you need to do. So, and I've been trying to stay on top of that lately. So,
and she has been, she really has been, you have been doing great, and yeah, I love that for you, because I told you, like I told you recently, you're not going to live with us forever.
Oh, don't say that.
And you can live with us forever, but I didn't think that you would want to live with us forever. And the goal is to prepare your children, and at least in my world, mm-hmm. I'm sure I would love to hear, I mean, you have two grown sons, the goal is to prepare our children to go out in the world and live healthy, intentional,
mindful,
thoughtful lives. Mm-hmm. And that's the goal.
To have the tools that enable you
to do it.
Mm-hmm. And I believe those tools take practice. So what's happening for you now, before, you know, you are living a more independent life, is you're practicing. And what you have right standing next to you are the best coaches in the world who love you more than anybody else on the planet. Mm. So to have these people coach you is powerful.
Mm. Yeah.
And those tools come from such a strong place. I mean, they just come from love. They are not intended to restrict in I would say a negative way. They are intended to just create a framework and a set of boundaries that enable you to thrive. As you say, you started this, which is the exploring of your own identity. Yeah. Well, if there are no boundaries, how can you possibly explore your identity? Because everything and anything's, it's overwhelming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so that sort of love of creating that framework is, is out of love and requires practice.
Yeah.
So I think it can be a challenging time. It can feel restrictive, but mm-hmm. it's actually really powerful place to stand.
Yeah. It's really cool.
Hey, Walk Stars. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Hey, it's Toure. Every week on my podcast, Toure Show, I interview amazing people like Andre 3000, Jada Pinkett Smith, Brescia Webb, Charles Blow, and all sorts of people about what fueled their rise to success and the ways in which being Black shows up in their work. If you want some inspiration to help achieve your dreams, listen to Toure Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to This Morning Walk podcast.
What else is on your teenage mind these days?
Well, I want a job. I still need to sign up for that thing. I don't know how to answer that question well enough so like they would. Oh, yeah.
So there's an application for an ice cream store mm-hmm. that's by us. And I think Charlie would be That'd be great. Ice cream scooper.
I would be such a cute little ice cream scooper.
You would be. And this would be for the summer?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. And they have a question on there like,
what's your favorite flavor and how would you market it or like advertise it to a customer?
It's a fun little question.
But I'm overthinking it because I'm like, well, what if I say the wrong thing? And they're like, oh, she's out.
I know.
But you know what's interesting? That's going back to being influenced by something outside your own body, yeah. right? Like we were saying, you know, you began to be influenced on social media by other people's opinions. Mm-hmm. This is the same thing. The moment is to say, what do I think? Mm-hmm. And
trust
it is,
that.
Yeah. And yeah, hold that is true. So what is your favorite flavor?
They had like a Thai tea flavor, I think, last time.
Really good.
It was so good. And I got a blue flavor too. I think it was like blueberry lavender or some kind of thing with lavender. And it was so good.
Yeah.
It was really good.
But I think we'll help her, as we said, we'll help her fill it out. But it's like a Google Doc.
Google survey or whatever. Google form.
A Google form.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Which I think is really like approachable.
Yes.
You know, it's not like those big.
Take your pen and fill out this paper. No.
Why do you want a job?
So I can make money.
Why do you want to make money? You have zero bills.
Oh. So I can buy. I want to buy a lot of things. Like there's lots of things on my wish list that I want to purchase.
What's at the top?
Probably another camera. I want to have a camera collection.
Yeah.
And I want to get a Walkman eventually. I feel like that
would
be
fun. Can you believe?
They're back.
That this child wants a Walkman and the struggle we used to have to go through for them damn Walkmans. And now they're back. She also wants a camcorder.
Mm-hmm.
I might have a Walkman in the basement. I'll have to look.
Yes. And then I think it would be really cool for I can pass it down to Isla or Pootie or like future generations or something. I think that would be so cool. Like just to have what I used to listen to on the daily and just
cracks me up.
That's so funny. On a tape, an actual tape.
You want the tape or do you want the CD player Walkman?
Oh, I don't know what the difference. What's the
tape sound cooler?
Yeah, tape sound cooler. It's like like film in your camera.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sounds cool.
But everybody should know Charlie's an incredible photographer.
Yes.
Absolutely beautiful.
And ceramicist.
Incredible artist.
Sounds so bougie.
You are, though. Like, it's wild how talented she is. Artistic.
I just got a picture of a really big piece that you created in ceramics. How tall was it? It was like 8 or 9 inches. I mean, it was big.
It's huge.
It might be bigger than that.
Mm-hmm. It's like from here.
Yeah, it was like a foot.
Might have been a foot tall. Yeah.
Yeah, about.
And you just glazed it, and it's in the kiln.
Mm-hmm. Well, she hand painted it first, which with those.
I hand built it, and then I painted it.
Yep.
Well, I sketched, and then I did the underglaze. Mm-hmm. And then that took me a while. My teacher was like, girl. You have to get to it. And yeah. I'm like, I know. And then we did this thing called iron oxide. I put the iron oxide on. So it's like it kind of looks like red clay, basically. And it's like a wash that you put over and you can like wipe it off to make it either lighter, depending on the saturation and stuff like that. And it's really cool. And I haven't tried it before, so I'm nervous. But I'm excited to see how
Can't wait to see what it looks like. We'll put a video in the description.
Oh, yeah.
If it's done by the time this podcast comes out. Or we'll share it on This Morning Walk Instagram.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's really awesome.
I love that. So now we're about to go out to the beach and go for a little mini walk, the three of us. Mm-hmm. And whenever you come, you're like, let's go to the beach. I know. Why do you like the beach so much?
Because I just have a good memories tied to it, I feel like, especially the first time. We came out here, and like the purple sand, I was in shock. Purple's my favorite color. I was like, oh my God, there's purple sand. And when we saw the sunset that one time, you guys went dipping, and I was just sitting with toast on the beach. We were chilling.
Yeah, it was super nice.
It was great. But yeah. I was like, that's what I think of when I think of a beach.
I love that. Yeah. So walk stars, we're going to head out and go do a quick walk. And
Yeah.
So I have a question before we go. That I want you to leave a message to your 17-year-old self in this podcast, and you can come back and listen to it. Not even 17-year-old self, just your future self in general.
Okay.
Go.
This is hard.
What words of encouragement would you give yourself? When things get hard.
When things get hard.
Or when things get good. Like, what would you say just to keep yourself, you know, grounded and lifted in love?
Just lean into it, I guess. I feel like I'm avoidant, or at this time in my life, I can be pretty avoidant when it comes to my emotions and thinking about them and talking about them. So just lean into it, address it, and then, you know, move on.
Love you, girl.
When you say lean into it, what does that feel like for you? I mean, does that feel like in your body or in your journal writing, or what is a practice or a thought or a way, something that helps you do that aside from, you know, sort of believing that that's what you want to do? How do you do that?
Well, I feel things very deeply. I'm a very emotional person, as we know.
Mm-hmm. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
And so I feel like I forget that I can, like, I'm allowed to release my emotions physically too. So having a good cry, I love crying, but I also don't like it at the same time. But like having a good cry definitely helps, and it clears my mind too. And then just addressing it in general, thinking about why I'm upset, what made me upset or feel this emotion, and then what can I do to push forward, I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And do you find that potentially finding those people who you feel really safe with to talk it out with and explore what it is that you're feeling is helpful? Because that's such an interesting place to be, is to feel potentially as if you're alone in that moment, but the opportunity to feel like there's people you can reach out to. And
yeah. My best friend, Mecca, she's like one of my favorite people ever. I love her so much. And we've only been friends for like a year. And we met.
Really? It's been like a lifetime, especially how much she's always at the house.
Literally.
Like they're always together. That's a good.
She's my twin. She's my twin.
Twin.
Where have you been? Literally. Like when people see us, they're like, or like when one of us is alone or I'm not there, she's not there, like, where's my, I don't have a GPS on her, but it's like,
yeah,
why wouldn't I? Because we're together all the time, but she's definitely like my person. Mm. Like, mm. Like platonic soulmates, if that was a thing, she would definitely be that for
the
me.
Sisters.
Yeah, she's my little boo. Love her. But we have really good conversations and we feel a lot of the same, like we're very different people, but we're also very alike. Mm. So having those conversations and like bouncing things off of each other and reflecting together also really helps. And I feel like that has helped me a lot being friends with her. So... because she was like, why don't you journal about it? And mom's like, journal about it. I'm like, okay, guys, I'll do it. And it's helped a lot. And she's like, well, what's on your mind? Like, she's very attentive, mm-hmm. not in like a pushing way. I don't know how to, you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Like a very, not aggressive, but mm-hmm. forcing herself. She doesn't do that. She's mm-hmm. very attentive. And like, she notices everything. And she's very observant too. So it's like, and I feel like we just do that for each other.
Mm. That's special.
I feel like that word attentive is actually such a beautiful word because what it implies is that person is noticing, is seeing you, mm-hmm. but isn't putting energy into being noted. I mean, they are there for you. It's really... Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a powerful thing to have in your life. I feel like we could continue this podcast for a long time and start talking about friendships. The power of friendships.
Part two.
Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly. Part two on the power of friendships. But mm-hmm. yeah, actually, your mom and I have talked a lot about how both beautiful, challenging, complex, healing friendships are, how essential they are in our lives. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They're really... and often I don't spend much time acknowledging that or really attending to that, mm-hmm. being grateful for that.
Yeah.
I'm glad you have that.
Yeah. Thank you.
Me too, Boo.
I'm really glad I do too.
Thank you for being on the show with us today, Charlie.
Thank you, Charlie. You're the best.
Anytime.
Part two, friendships with Charlie.
Yes. Yes.
All right, Walk Stars. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
This Morning Walk is a production of Blind Nil Audio.
Produced and edited by Chris Jacobs.
If you find value and meaning in the conversations that Libby and I have, please share the show with a friend and consider leaving a 5-star review. Comments on Apple Podcasts really help us out. When you do that, it introduces this show to a bigger audience. Thank you so much for listening.
You are wonderful. Have a great walk.
The views, information, or opinions expressed in the series are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of Chip and Joanna Gaines, Blind Nil Audio, nor Magnolia.